Okay, this is an informal hearing, and the case is Otter Tail Power regarding the sample meter test performance reports. It is, and the case number for that is PU-21-416. It is 1:33 PM, December 1st, 2021. Here in the commission hearing room, I'm Randy Christman, commissioner, and Commissioner Brian Crosius is also in the room, as is Patrick Fawn, our utility director, and Victor Shook, our utility analyst. Can you go through and identify who all is online from Otter Tail, please?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Al Kickertz with Otter Tail Power. I'm the manager of Advanced Concepts Energy Management and Control and our land rights group. Thanks for the opportunity to be here today.
Good afternoon. My name is Ben Christensen, and I am the supervisor of energy measurement and control. Thank you for your time.
And my name is Annalise Smith. I am the load researcher in the regulatory department, and I've been helping coordinate this filing. And again, thank you for your time today.
And you're the what researcher?
A load researcher.
Okay. Okay, so we've identified everyone in attendance. I want to emphasize that this is an informal hearing, so it involves only undisputed facts. If we run into any disputed facts, we will just have to wrap this up and reschedule it as a formal hearing. With that, is there someone who's, Al, are you kind of taking the lead on this, or who are we turning to?
Well, we're letting Annalise take the lead
today.
Okay. Annalise, go right ahead.
I will. Sounds good. So thank you for having us here today. We are glad to be here, and we hope our presentation will provide you with information that you need to help you make a decision in our case. And with that, I can jump into the presentation.
By all means.
It looks like, there we go. Now I should be able to present. Is my screen up? Can people view it?
Yes, we can.
Okay, sounds good. We will get started.
By the way, before you start, Annalise, Commissioner Fedorchak had something come up. She may be able to dial in remotely here and participate in some of this. She may not be able to, but she has the document and everything, so we'll proceed. But thank you.
Okay. So we are here today to discuss our application for a meter testing rule waiver. Like we mentioned, the case is PU-21-416. The participants today, we have Al Kakeritz, manager of Advanced Concepts Metering and Land Rights, Ben Christensen, Supervisor of Energy Management and Control, myself, load researcher from Regulatory. Our agenda today, we will provide a brief update on our AMI project, then we'll move into the meter testing waiver, provide some background information on that, our proposed suspension plan, what steps and what we will do during the suspension to maintain meter integrity. And we'll finish up with a summary of our request. And with that, I will hand it over to Al to, to discuss to provide a brief update on our AMI project plan.
Thanks, Annalise. And thanks, commissioners and staff, for entertaining our informal hearing today. Also, I want to thank you for your support of our AMI project and your approval of our ADP back in September of this year. One of the items we just felt that might be helpful for the team here today would be to get an update of our AMI project, because it's fundamental to the request for the commission to suspend our testing process. And as we talked about in August at our informal hearing for the ADP, we are moving our way through the development of the project, and we're on the cusp of execution is how I would like to say it. So as you note on the top line there, our sourcing efforts are almost complete. We're finishing our contract efforts with our AMI vendor, which will provide our AMI meters and the meter data management system as well. And we're finishing our negotiations with our installation contractor. And I'm sure we'll have news release, or our vendors will have a news release probably within the next, maybe before the end of the year, maybe right away early January. So we look forward to putting that out as for public consumption. As a part of that, then we'll be moving into the project. As we've covered in the past, we expect to be complete with the project by the end of 2024. But in 2022, we'll be moving through early deployment, as noted. If you take a brief look at our deployment area there, you can see we're looking at initial mobilization of our contractor, and then the pilot deployment right above where Annalise is pointing there. And that will wrap up in late 2022, and then full deployment in 2023 through 2024. And so that's, a brief update from where we have been in the past, a little bit of a push in our initial pilot part. But other than that, we're on schedule as we've provided that information to the commission and staff in prior presentations. So just wanted to give you that background and see if you had any potential questions related to the project itself. If not, then Ben Christensen will take over the majority of the rest of the presentation for today and talk about the actual meter testing suspension request.
Questions? So just hold on. I think we do have one or more questions here.
Just sure. A question on, looks like on the chart, under deployment, you have testing and validation. Does that mean testing of the new meters by the company?
We have a lot that's kind of baked into that testing and validation, honestly. So we have, we'll be doing some, Ben and his team will do initial testing of the meters. That will come actually in earlier in 2022. This is more down the line of our integration piece that we'll want to make sure. So making sure our customer information system talks correctly to our meter data management system and down to the meters and back, and getting all the data flow to work accurately. And the reason it goes out as far as it does is we'll continue to work through that, throughout the whole deployment. We're going to also later in 2022, probably even into early 2023, we'll be working on some other specific modules that we'll be looking at implementing, not right away in the project, but as we move through the actual deployment.
Will you be testing 100% of the new meters?
Ben's going to talk to all that. So if it's okay to hold on for that conversation, Ben will address kind of what we're going to do with all the new meters as part of the proposal to suspend the testing that we have been doing.
Sure, go on. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions of me?
I'm not seeing any. Go ahead, Ben.
Well, thank you for your time today, Commission. As we move through today, we're going to have four key takeaways. We're going to continue to test new meters, both at the factory and at Otter Tail Power. The factory will test 100% of the meters before they're shipped. Otter Tail is planning on doing a sampling of those meters of each purchased lot as they come through our facilities. We'll continue to allow customers to request a meter test at any time, both of any of the existing meters that we have on the system and any new meter that is installed. We'll continue to test a portion of our existing meters that are in service during the deployment phase. Most notably, customer complaints, as well as some of our CT rated meters. And we're looking for the systems. We'll provide an automated validation of the meter information as we move from our existing legacy systems into the AMI systems that we'll have, leveraging that technology to help us understand the health of the meter fleet as we go.
So what percentage of
on at least
so you were saying so the factory tests all of the meters and you are going to test some number of them yourselves. What percentage do you plan on testing of those new ones?
Yeah, good question. We're gonna continue to leverage the military standard 414, which breaks down sampling based on the lot size. So that'll range anywhere from just under 1% to 1.5%.
Okay, thank you.
If meter failures are detected in that lot, we'll double the lot size, see what those results say, and either reject the whole lot back to the manufacturer or test all meters as we go.
So when you talk about lots, you're dividing up the total number of meters into lots. What are you using for to
at this point, the lot size will be determined by our order size. So as we break out, we'll be ordering meters periodically throughout the project. At this point, we've got it broken out by one larger order to begin in the 30 to 40,000 meter range. From there, we'll take incremental deliveries of 10,000 meters. And so for each one of those deliveries, we'll take the recommended sampling size and run that through the Otter Tail Power meter shop here, test those for accuracy. If they're deemed accurate, we'll release that lot for deployment.
Well, I think that maybe it's helpful for the to add the initial testing we'll be doing with the first article testing and a few items that way, Ben, before we actually get into receiving all the meters for deployment.
Sure. As part of the testing process, as we validate that the meters are accurate, that they're of good quality, we'll be working with the manufacturer as we break out our meter fleet by types of meters. We will be receiving a small volume of meters. We will test those for accuracy and functionality, and we'll do 100% of those meters. If they meet the requirements that we set up forward in our request for proposal, we will deem those good, and then we'll base the rest of our orders on those results. And that will be both for accuracy and functionality.
Okay, continue.
Annalise, you want to move to the next slide? Just a little bit of background on the meter fleet that Otter Tail deploys in North Dakota specifically. It's about 80,000 meters across that serves 60,000 customers across the 224 communities in the eastern half of the state. So, our goal and our mission at Otter Tail Power is to provide reliable energy service on low rates and as we move into AMI, to provide useful customer information across a number of platforms that will help customers understand their account, their energy usage, and situational awareness on the health of Otter Tail's distribution system, specifically outages and restoration efforts. Otter Tail is requesting to temporarily suspend our sample meter testing as governed by North Dakota Rule 69-09-02-028. Well, you guys are better at that than I am, so appreciate that. But that rule requires Otter Tail Power has a meter testing plan on file, and as part of that is our sample of our residential meter fleet that we provide results to the commission on a yearly basis. Next slide, Annalise. As we talked earlier, Otter Tail breaks its meter fleet down, specifically our residential meter fleet down, by manufacturer and model to determine which lots to be tested. We apply that full number against the military standard 414 to determine how many meters from that lot should be tested to give us some visibility as to the health of that group of meters. Otter Tail has had a good track record when it comes to the results of our sample test. We haven't had a lot fail our sample since 2013, which was a fleet of ABB meters that were manufactured between 1975 and 1982, and all those meters were replaced by 2018. Otter Tail is planning on installing meters to replace all of our non-AMI meters 2022, continuing through the end of 2024. When we provide a new testing plan, the meters will be in all the meters that will be installed will be less than 3 years old. So with our proposal, Otter Tail is requesting to suspend sample meter testing of installed meters from the time frame of 2022 through 2025 and reinstating our meter testing policy in 2026. Otter Tail will submit a new proposed meter testing plan by the end of Q3 2025 regarding the testing that will begin in 2026 again. What testing will we do to make sure our active meter fleet is accurate during the suspension? Customers will still have the opportunity to request a meter test, which we commonly refer to that as a complaint test, which is typically based on a high bill analysis. We're also going to continue to test customers and with greatest exposure, those high use customers where meter inaccuracies can affect their bill in a negative way very quickly. We'll also identify anomalies to meter installations during our manual meter reading processes and service those meters and test those meters that we identify as maybe being problematic. So we'll also test any meter that's removed from service that has the intent of being reinstalled. We'll test that for accuracy prior to installation. Testing of new meters. As we mentioned earlier, 100% of the meters that come from the manufacturer's factory will be tested prior to shipment of Otter Tail. A select number of those will be removed for Otter Tail to sample. And those meters will not be released for installation until Otter Tail deems those accurate. We'll also validate their functionality before they go out so that they meet the criteria of the new AMI system. The AMI system will provide validation of meter data utilizing both the AMI head-end system and the MDM. We'll have visibility to customers' usage information, and we'll run that through a validation criteria to make sure that we see consistent results from each of the customers. This will also be passed on to the customer information system that will do high and low bill checks. Anomalies from either one of those validation routines will be examined and identified for either inaccuracies and troubleshooting will take place to determine if it's a meter or if it's an installation or other factor. So again, key takeaways, Otter Tail Power is gonna continue to test new meters, both at the factory for the manufacturers will receive them from and at Otter Tail Power. A customer can still request a meter test at any time. We'll continue to test a portion of our existing meters that'll be redeployed during, before our new AMI meters are available, up until the last one is removed from service. And we're also going to leverage the new systems to provide automated validation of the meter information prior to billing. So in this case, Otter Tail requests the commission to approve a request to temporarily suspend our meter testing program from the timeframe of 2022 to 2025. Does the commission have any questions?
I have a couple. Can you explain to me the process for Otter Tail to check a meter? How do you really test it?
Test it for accuracy or?
Yes, for accuracy.
Yep. So Otter Tail Power, we have two WECO, they're 2350 accuracy test benches in our shop. We run that quarterly against a Radian standard for accuracy to validate the accuracy of the test benches. And then once a year, we have a third party come in and validate the accuracy of that test port as well. So when we bring a meter in to the shop, one that's either brand new, we run it over to the test bench. We'll energize it, put it under load, and validate the accuracy of that meter against the standard within the test bench. And the test bench will give us the results, typically in the upper 99.9 to 100% range. From that point, we register the results in our database and release that meter for installation. If it's part of a larger sample test lot, for example, if we receive a pallet of meters, which is 96 meters, today Otter Tail Power selects 4 meters from that pallet from random spots, takes those 4 meters and runs them to the test bench as a sample of that pallet of meters. So we'll do that for every pallet that comes through our shop for residential grade meters. And if that sample passes accuracy, we release those meters for installation and we'll distribute them throughout the territory for installation.
And who tests your testing equipment? I think you said once a year or something, there's a third party that verifies its accuracy.
Yep, they're called Accurate Calibration Systems. They come on site once a year, typically in June, and test all of our, and validate all of our test equipment.
Is there a percentage amount or something that you would find to be acceptable leeway on tests?
For the test equipment or for the meter?
For the meters.
For the meters, we use plus or minus 0.3%. So anything 99.7 to 100.3 we deem accurate. If it's outside those criteria, we will remove that meter from our meter fleet or from our available stock.
Okay, Mr. Gracious.
Hi everyone. One of the reasons you're here today is because I wanted an informal. It's a part of my portfolio. So I'm just going to kind of dive into what the rationale and reasoning was, because we haven't hit it yet in terms of why I wanted this. When I read the application, you asked for to suspend the testing. And the reason being that you're installing AMI. So you've got a new installation, and the part I'm not clear on in terms of suspending the current meter testing, because in your presentation, and I know there's a reason for it, so I'm just going to search for that, listen for what it is. You know, the customers can request a meter test at any time, and I assume that's with the legacy system. But the part I'm not, wasn't following, or I wasn't able to get out of the application was, is it because there are software transitioning to a new software? Does that create an issue with staying on track with traditional testing or the testing as it's defined? Is it a resource issue in terms of not being able to do both with the existing staff, because you're now going to be running two different systems parallel to one another? And I know that increases the time, but that was the motivation to hear what just more detail on the reasoning in terms of, you know, we need to suspend it because we won't have enough staff to do both at the same time, because again, running two systems, or because there are software constraints that the systems no longer match up. Can you just give me more on that?
Sure. I think there's a few things that went into that decision, or for us to recommend that. Resource constraints will certainly be one of them. We try to right size our meter testing resources based on our fleets. Most of those resources are going to be dedicated to the project and validation of the new meters and deploying that to our customers. Also, part of the request was the amount of time the process takes for determining if a sample test replacement will be necessary. Is we will test our sample test meters. If they fail, if a lot fails the sample, we double that the next year and retest. So if they fail in 2022, we would double the lot in 2023 and retest. And at that point, it becomes what Ottertail used to classify it as an obsolete meter changeout, which when we've worked with the commission in the past, 5 years has been given to remove those meters from service for all of that manufacturer and model. And our AMI project would fall inside that window. So with our results that were submitted for 2021, none of our current residential meter fleet failed. So we would be starting that 2 year clock on 2 years of failed samples in 2022 again. And with our current deployment of 2023 through 2024, we'll be replacing our entire fleet before we would hit that, before we'd hit that requirement. So savings, the cost savings, and with the new fleet coming forward, we felt that it would be better to use our resources to support the new meters and their deployment.
So okay. What you were just saying another way, even if the worst case scenario occurred and you had one or more or every lot come in failing in 2022, the normal remedy would be to replace all of them, which you're already doing. Maybe said differently, to replace all of them within 3 to 5 years, which you're already doing. So even if everything failed, you would be taking the remedial action that would be the result of that.
Yeah, you're right. If worst case scenario, if everything failed, we'll still be replacing our entire meter fleet in that time frame.
Sure.
Okay, well, that makes, actually that makes a lot of sense in terms of, it gives me something more concrete in terms of why we would say okay to suspending the meter testing. I don't know if that's exactly how I'd want to portray it to the public, you know, that all of them could be failing, but you'll still be covered 3 to 5 years later. But it is a question when, especially when, you know, if a story is written about it, for example, and suspending meter testing from 2022 to 2025, you know, for the general public, that understandably is quite a period of time to basically give the impression that these meters aren't going to be monitored and tested. And granted, you've got a great track record in terms of accuracy. I do believe you're a very trusted company in the eyes of the public, so that helps. But you know, at the same time, we don't want to give the impression on our end that we're taking our eye off the ball, for example, and that this isn't getting going to be done. It will just be done on a more limited basis with the legacy system. And then, as you would expect, with deployment of the new system. Is that an accurate characterization?
Yes, I believe that's an accurate statement. Yep.
Right. And I think that's definitely why we wanted to make sure everybody understood, you know, certainly if a customer has a concern, we're going to always address any concern a customer brings to us. So, and then, as you mentioned, the accuracy over time that we've had, and Ben's team does all the direct customer concerns that come in. And in my 2 years working with this group, I haven't seen any customer concern result in a situation where the customer's meter was not accurate. So, but I totally appreciate the potential perception that, hey, Otter Tail's not doing what they need to do to make sure their meter fleet is accurate. So we can appreciate that, and we think we've got a good, I hate to say story, but I think we have a good rationale. That's probably the better way to say that, that leads us to this. And we feel, you know, to the question earlier about, you know, resources and such, we feel like, you know, it would take extra effort and extra resources to maintain this during this time period. So it feels like it's a cost that our customers wouldn't need to bear during this time period. And so we're cognizant about that as we continue to consider costs and how they may impact the customer base.
Yeah, when I look at the word temporarily suspend, sample meter testing with the word suspend being fixated on, it seems a more accurate description would be temporarily modify sample meter testing, because the testing is still going to be occurring to some extent, again, with the legacy system and with the new system. I just don't know from a legal ease standpoint if we can change the word suspend to modify. I think modify, based on what I've heard, would reflect more accurately what is actually going to occur. Because it isn't as if, okay, no, right, testing just isn't going to happen for 3 or 4 year time period. That's not the case. It's just
right.
Going to be
that
different.
Is accurate.
But I don't know if we can, because it's a deviation from Century Code and granting that exception, you know, if it's approved.
Well, I mean, we've been generically calling this, you know, meter testing suspension, but
right.
I think what they're actually asking for is a waiver of our meter testing rules.
Right, right.
So we would essentially be granting a waiver.
Right, right, right.
You know, I can talk to Jack if we can say something like that in the order that we are, I would imagine we can, since that's not the key terms to what we're doing. I mean, the key terms would be we're approving a waiver.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But I'll see if we can say we're approving a waiver for a modification to the annual meter testing program.
Yeah,
it's a good point. It is a better description.
Yep.
I would prefer that, and if we can do it, and I think it's more accurate, which then the public's getting a more accurate story. So, okay.
Yeah. I would agree with that as well.
I don't have any other questions. I think I'm comfortable now with the process.
I've got a couple additional ones. So on slide 9, where you have the history of your meter testing program, so no lots have failed the testing program since 2013, but certainly some individual meters have, correct?
Yep. That is correct.
Okay.
Within the military standard 414, it allows you to take the outliers out. So if we get a meter back in that's completely dead as part of the lot, it allows for one high and one low outlier to be removed. So we have had instances where there is one or two meters that come out of during that sample that are so far out that they would have brought the other 100 meters in that sample out of tolerance.
Sure.
But they allow us to take those two out of the sample and retest. And if that sample meets the accuracy standard at that point, it deems the full lot acceptable.
Okay.
So we have had those, and those have been submitted with our results every year. If we do have to retest with the outliers removed.
Sure. And absolutely. I mean, that's normal. I just wanted to make sure we're clear on that. When you do those tests, those mil-spec standards and our rules, what do they specify as the tolerance? So I know what you're saying for those new meters. Your tolerance is 0.3%. So new meters must register between 99.7% and 103% of actual. What about those testing of old meters? What do they have to be at, positive or negative, to meet that mil-spec standard?
So in the mil standard, we use the plus or minus 2% as guided by the PSC as our standard.
Right.
So our internal tolerances are tighter than what the general North Dakota rules specify.
Right.
And then we use the North Dakota rules as our guidance in the sample testing. So it'd be 102% to 98%.
Right.
The plus or minus 2%.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to kind of clarify that and make sure everyone was aware of those details. And I do appreciate your tolerances are much less than ours are, apparently, which is a good thing. So,
We feel that gives a good, if they're tight in our controlled environment, in our test environment, it gives us a little more latitude in the real life installation for dirty sockets, loose connections, things like that, to maintain an accurate fleet that way.
Certainly. That's all I had. Thank you for those clarifying clarifications.
You're welcome.
I'm not seeing any other questions here. Did you have anything more from Otter Tail's perspective that you would like to add?
I think I'm good. Al or Annalise?
I do not have anything else to add either.
No, I do not either. Just appreciate your time today and grateful for the opportunity to be here. So
okay,
thank
so
you.
Then is there any evidence or is there any objections to the evidence that's been produced here, which includes the recording, the oral recording, as well as the printed evidence becoming official part of the record?
No
that
objection
was a question for you, Otter Tail.
Yeah, no objections here.
No objection. Thank you.
Okay. So then the evidence that has been presented will become part of the record upon which a decision will be made. Are there any other matters for the record today?
I'm assuming you would be comfortable if I brought an order to the next agenda for this. You know, it needs a work session.
I don't. You'd have to check with Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Yeah, I do not need a work session, but maybe check in with
yep.
her first.
I'll check with her. Thank you.
Okay, and someone from Otter Tail, are there any other matters that you wanted to add to the record?
Nope.
Okay, we will close this informal hearing on PU-21-416. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.